The language of love is oftentimes the language of sonnets and poems, songs and letters. Like those immortal words of Elizabeth Barrett Browning, "How do I love thee? Let me count the ways. I love thee to the depth and breadth and height my soul can reach." And it's quite moving. It's quite touching. It's quite beautiful. But there is another side to love, which is more concrete and tangible. It's the love that we see in 1 John chapter 3. How does God's love abide with anyone who has the world's goods and sees a brother or sister in need and yet refuses to help? It is, of course, the love that we see in the life of Jesus, who gave of himself in so many ways for the benefit of others. We do not oftentimes think of the practical side when we think about love, but it is woven into our very lives. How do I love thee? Let me count the ways. I rearranged my schedule tomorrow afternoon, switching two different meetings, so now I have time to drive you to the dentist. Or I made sure to install the new smoke alarm this weekend because I know you were worried and anxious and having trouble going to sleep at night. Or I got up early this morning before we were going to leave town because I know you said the dog really needed to be washed, that she was really starting to smell. Admittedly, it's not as passionate or moving, but it is the practical side of love. And we see it in the difference between the good shepherd and the hired hand. That as the good shepherd, Jesus gives of his life for the sheep. The hired hand, on the other hand, sees the wolf and runs in the other direction. Because the hired hand does not care about the sheep in the same way. The good shepherd knows the sheep, calls out their name, leads them, stays with them. And this does not mean the hired hand is terrible. If we were asked to watch the sheep, and we saw a wolf, we'd probably run in the other direction too. The only thing which keeps us to stay and abandons protecting ourselves is the love we have for somebody else. And the practical love of the shepherd is not always this dramatic fending off a wolf. It's not always found in a crisis. It's found in each and every day. But for the shepherd, it's also getting up at the crack of dawn. It's the dirt on one's sandals, the sunburn on one's neck. It's the shearing of the wool and caring for the sick. It's the straining of the hands and the mending of the fence. It is the responsibility and commitment of daily work. That it's not love in word or speech alone. It is love in truth and action. That practical love goes well beyond flattery. It is knowing someone's struggles and hardships, hopes and prayers, gifts and growing edges. It is sharing the journey. And at times it just seems overwhelming. I oftentimes hear grandparents say of their children, watching their children care for their grandchildren, "I don't know how you do it. The commitment is so high, the demands so intense, the schedule so busy." And yet, when the grandparents were raising their children, they did the same thing. The only explanation is love. And the love of the shepherd is the same as the work of the potter. It is practical that when the potter sits down at the table and she watches the wheel spin around and around, she applies a light touch to shape the clay in good ways. It takes patience. It takes time. It takes care and concern. It's how God loves for us, and it's how we're called to share God's love with others. Warren McKenzie was a potter who in his early 20s applied for the painting program at the Art Institute in Chicago, but when the letter came back in the mail, he was waitlisted. And since the painting program was full, he decided to sign up for a few ceramic classes just to get his foot in the door, but it changed the trajectory of his life. In his early years, he tried to do everything, painting, textile, pottery, but he quickly learned that he just needed to focus on one thing, improving over time. So he chose pottery. And he went on to have a very successful business. He said on a busy day, he would make 40 to 50 pots. He said some of them were good, some of them were average, some of them were just bad. But only a couple of them were worth selling. When he was asked what it was like to learn pottery, he said, "Well, the first 10,000 pots are difficult. After that, it gets a little easier." That is the practical side of love. It is the small task in the big commitment where we practice things like humility and meekness, generosity and humility, mercy and dedication. The first 10,000 times are rather difficult, but then it gets a little easier. And the only explanation for that is love. The love of friend. The love of stranger. The love of enemy. One of my favorite games growing up was Operation. You know, where you perform surgery with tweezers on the game board. The patient's name was Cavity Sam, and he had all these problems and things that needed to be removed, that you would pick up a doctor's card and it told you what you needed to do surgery on. You might need to take the apple out of his throat, or the broken heart in his chest, or the butterfly from his stomach, or the funny bone from his elbow. But it was intense. As you reached down with those tweezers, you felt your hands start to shake, because if you accidentally touched the edge of the game board, this buzzer went off and Cavity Sam's nose got bright red. And you knew you failed. That it takes practice. And the strength of love only seeks to learn. That we continue to learn what it means to share what we have for a brother or sister in need. Amen.